Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Have you ever found yourself in a position where no one paycheck was the same amount? Or have you found yourself in a job where it was seasonal and you were only paid a certain amount of months out of the entire year? Well, that, my friend, is exactly what this episode is all about. It's one thing to have inconsistent paychecks when there are two incomes coming in because you will have the one to fall back on, right? But when you are on one income, the tables are turned and it's a totally different story. That's why I want to go over how to budget when your income is never the same or possibly gone for a small period of time. I want to share with you the tools you need to set up a budget that you can follow, how to confidently create a budget that makes irregular paychecks feel peaceful. Whether you can or should take a job like this and know if you can make it on one income. So go and grab a pen and paper, settle down in a nice comfy chair, if you can, you know, them kiddos are probably crazy, and listen in so that you can take your next step to sticking to your budget by creating peace on one income. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Mama, are you struggling to figure out why you can't seem to stick to that budget? Do you find yourself constantly scouring the internet for answers only to find the same thing over and over again? Are you ready to take action and to make a change, but you just aren't sure where to start? Then I want to invite you to hop on a free clarity call with me. You have questions and I have answers, and together we will find a solution that fits you and your family's one income needs. If you are ready to finally stick to that budget, then book your call today at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. And let's get you started down a new path towards a stress-free budget. Budgeting as a one-income family, it's not the easiest thing to do, as I am totally 100% positive that you are aware of, right? You are not the only one budgeting. Like, you're not budgeting just for yourself, but for your husband and for your children and for your family, but not just their needs, but also their wants. And it just seems like it keeps getting harder and harder as we grow bigger families, and then the budget gets tighter and tighter, and so comes the stress of making ends meet. I know what it's like. I'm speaking from experience. But when you add in irregular paychecks, it can make it even more stressful. So before we get into it, I want to define what an irregular paycheck is. I've been doing one of them, but I have seen this in two different ways. And if you know of another way, then come share it over in the One Income Family community over on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. But specifically what I'm talking about, my definitions of an irregular paycheck, is one where you're always getting overtime. And this is my scenario. It's been like this almost every single job my husband has gotten. It's like we get so much overtime because he gets a job where, you know, he has to work 12 plus hours a day. That's a little exaggerated. However, there are days he works 16 hours, you know, it's not fun. That's the trucker life, right? But getting that overtime all the time is definitely a struggle, and it's an irregular paycheck. And it's one thing that I definitely want to talk about because it can make or break things if you set your budget up wrong. And that's why why I want to talk about that. But before I dive into that, I wanted to talk about what the second way I've seen this as an irregular paycheck. And what I'm talking about here is maybe you get paid the same amount every single month because it's the same hours, or maybe you're paid weekly or biweekly. Whatever the scenario, you're getting paid the same amount every single time. However, it's a seasonal job and you only get paid like maybe 9 or 10 months out of the year. And then you have to figure out how to make ends meet during those 2 or 3 months that you don't get paid. And a situation like this is kind of like not a teacher, because the teacher does get paid every single month because they're on salary, but like the paras or the people that do the lunch, the lunch ladies, that's what I'm trying to say. They don't get paid every single month. They get paid hourly while they're working. So during those off months, they don't get paid, and they usually have to go find either another job or figure out how to make ends meet during that time that they are not working, right? And so yes, these two situations are vastly different, but the way you set up your budget is going to be the same, because you're just either going to have more money to work with, or you have to figure out how to split your paycheck up, right? But essentially, you still need to know these three things that I'm going to tell you to help you set up your budget in order to really maximize your budget and not feel stressed, but rather feel peace with your budget and not being stressed out over it, right? Okay, so the first tip that I'm going to give you when it comes to figuring out how to budget with an irregular paycheck is you need to figure out your monthly base dollar amount. So what is, and maybe you're paid biweekly. I always do monthly because budgeting monthly makes it a lot easier for bill-wise to be able to split up how much you have to pay for bills and all that kind of stuff. So I split things up monthly. If you want to do it like clear down to the weekly paycheck or your actual paycheck amount, you could figure out your base paycheck amount. Either way, it's still going to help you, because you need to know how much money you can rely on to be in every single paycheck. So how much money do you know you will get every single paycheck? How much money are you getting per hour? And then how much money per hour are you getting per week, right? So base amount is usually $40 a week. And when you take vacation and you get PTO, you're getting 40 hours a week for however many hours you work, right? And so you need to know that if you decide to take vacation, or if you get sick, or if something comes up and you don't have that overtime, that your bills, that your expenses and everything that you have going on monthly is not going to be over your base dollar amount, because that is where people get stuck. They're like, oh, I have all this extra money. I get it all the time. I don't actually know how much I'd get if I didn't get this overtime. And so I know I'm always going to get this overtime, so I'm just going to buy that couch and put it on. I about said layaway. I don't even know if they have that anymore. But put it on a monthly payment so that I can get it, right? But then when you get sick or something happens and you don't get that overtime, what are you going to do? That couch is no longer able to be covered, because you were creating loans and expenses that were not in your actual budget, right? That your actual budget could handle, because you were relying on that overtime. And that is where people get stuck all the time, because they don't realize that that's something that can happen, right? They're just like, ooh, money, I'm going to use it. I've got it in my budget. It's there. So I'm just going to go buy whatever it is that I want. And we tend to accidentally start living above our means instead of at or below our means. And when times of hardship come, then we're like, I don't know what to do. I'm in a rock and a hard place, right? Stuck between a rock and a hard place. So I want to keep that from happening, by you first sitting down and figuring out what your base dollar amount is. And that's with the overtime situation, right? But if you are in the situation where you are trying to figure out your base pay in like stretching out your income, then you got to figure it out based off of 12 months instead of based off of the 9 months or 10 months or some 11 months, you know, whatever it is that your situation is, you just got to figure out how to stretch that out so that you know how much money you need to save up every single paycheck. And you know that you are not supposed to be using every single dollar in your paycheck, or come those months off, you're going to have nothing to live off of, right? So that is the first thing you have to do. You have to figure out what your monthly base dollar amount, or your monthly paycheck, not your monthly, what your base paycheck is, because that is so important to know so that you are not accidentally living above your means. Okay. So then tip number two is then you actually have to set up your budget, but not just a budget on what you want, right? It's based off of that base paycheck, that base monthly dollar amount. And you're creating this monthly budget that's lower and below your means than what you probably would be if it's with the overtime, the constant influx of overtime. But it's also just helping you figure out that if you are in a situation where you have no overtime, or if you're in a situation where you are having to stretch your budget, right, you know that you can cover every single bill. You know that you can get the gas that you need to make it to work. You know that you can buy the groceries that you need every single month and not have to worry about whether you're going to starve. That's not something that you want to think about, right? You want to be able to confidently create a budget that you know is going to be covered. And when you come to a situation where you're like, okay, I want to add another loan, well, you have to think, are you able to cover that? Does your base amount, your base budget actually cover that, right? Not your overtime. If you want to base something like that off your overtime, throw that overtime into a savings account, save up for it, and buy it right out. Don't put it on payment. Buy it right out or outright so that you don't have to worry about those monthly payments, right? When you are on a budget, you should be doing the best you can to not give away money. And when I say give away money, I mean to the loans, I mean to the debtors, so like the credit card companies, to cell phone companies when you have a phone on payment. I can't think of the actual word, so I'm just going to continue to say on payment and hope and pray you understand what I'm talking about, right? But if you don't have your budget set up on your base dollar amount, then when it comes to this kind of situation, you're not going to be able to cover it. And what I was trying to say with the whole saving money up instead of using your like monthly amount is when you're on a budget, you want to know that you have maximized your money to the best that it can be. And when you're trying to save up money, buying things outright instead of paying for it every single month is going to make your monthly budget bigger and easier and less stressful. So if you're putting that money away instead of giving like it away through interest to your credit card company or your bank, then you are able to use more of your money for things that you want, for the things that your family needs, instead of having to give it away to somebody else and then stress whether or not you can cover the things that you need to cover, right? So when you're setting up a budget based on the smallest dollar amount, then you know that you can cover everything. And this is how you know that you will be able to cover your needs, your wants, your wishes, because you're not just setting up a base budget or a bare bones budget, I should say, because a bare bones budget is where the only things that are getting paid in that budget are your monthly expenses, so your bills and your loans, your gas and your food. that kind of stuff, the things that you absolutely need. You still want a base budget to be able to give you the things that you want there in the moment. So like that spending money if you can, or being able to save up for things that are coming up that you know are coming, or maybe you don't know are coming. This base budget is just based off of the smallest amount that you're bringing in. It's not a bare bones budget to where you have to be able to cover the smallest expenses possible, right? So you don't want to have to worry about if your needs are being met, but you are going to have to really figure out what's truly important to you for your wants in the moment and your wishes in the future, right? And when that extra money comes in, then you can easily allocate it to your wants and wishes so much easier. But you know that with this based budget, that your needs are 100% met, and then a little bit is sent out to your wants and your wishes. And then again, as that money comes in, you can put it wherever you want it. But that's why you don't want to set up a bare bones budget. You just want to set up a base pay budget. And especially for those of you that are trying to stretch that income, the base pay budget is going to allow you to know how much money you need to live every single month and whether you can take a job that is seasonal or whether you need to take a job that is like full time so that you can cover everything. Because if you are making, say, $2,000 a month, which this is going to stretch things, right? But if you're making $2,000 a month and you have to stretch that income to 12 months and you're only getting $2,000 a month on 9 months, then stretching that income is going to be really difficult, especially if you have like $1,500 a month expenses. That means you are going to be living on a bare bones budget and it's not going to be fun. None of your wants, none of your wishes are going to be able to be covered because you're going to be having to focus on just your needs. And when you're focusing on a bare bones budget and just your needs, then life gets stressful. Life gets like unfun. That's not a word, but it just gets like down in the dump and you just feel like you are being controlled by your budget and controlled by your money on what you can do instead of what you want to do. And that's why you don't want to get down clear to your bare bones budget. You want to be able to live below your means so that you have extra income to put towards those fun things that you want to do. Okay. So then the third thing that you want to do, and this is kind of you don't necessarily have to do it, but it makes life so much easier because it separates things out. But you want to open a holding account. And what a holding account is when you get paid, that's where your money goes. And from there is where you disperse it into your spending accounts. And I suggest having your bills account, a spending account for you, a spending account for your husband. If that's the only three accounts that you have, because you're able to manage your money well, both of you are able to manage your money well, then it makes it a lot easier and you're only splitting it up into those three categories or accounts. But if you're like me and my husband, I've had to open a few more accounts because my husband struggles a little bit with money. He likes to just spend, and if it's in his account, he's going to use it regardless of it needing to go somewhere because he doesn't like tracking, and so he's not going to. No matter how hard we've tried and worked through it, we just found that this whole kind of like a cash envelope system with our accounts has made it a whole lot easier because he doesn't transfer money out. He just has his spending account that he can do whatever he wants with. And when it's gone, right? Until it gets the next paycheck comes in and it gets replenished. And so that is why having a holding account is so much easier, because you can have an automatic transfer set up that when that money comes in, it automatically goes to where it needs to go for your base budget. Then when you get in, you can see how much is left over that you can transfer into other wants and needs and wishes and things that are happening, like maybe right now that you didn't plan for, or maybe things are happening that you did plan for and you need to use that money there instead of for your future wishes or wants that you want right now, right? It makes it so much easier to allocate that money to where it needs to go, to where it's going to serve its purpose in the best location and actually make things work for you, right? On the flip side, if you're trying to stretch your money, that money comes out for your base budget automatically, then what gets left in there is what's going to stay for the next months that aren't able to be covered for, right? Like you're trying to stretch that income out. Well, if you have that income coming out right away, you don't have to worry about touching that money or seeing that money in that holding account, because when you are physically touching and seeing it, sometimes it can start to burn a hole in your pocket, right? But if you set up automatic transfers to go into your spending accounts, then you don't have to worry about seeing that money and saying, "Ooh, I do have money, I'm going to spend it." Instead, it's saved in that holding account, and you know that you will have that money to spend when it comes time down the road, right? And it just takes the stress off. It gives you peace because you know that your money is going to be where it needs to be, and you can either go in and allocate it out to where it needs to go, or you can keep it there and know that when you are in those months that you don't have any income coming in, you have it right there in your holding account and you have enough to cover your base budget. You have enough to do the things that you want to do. And if there's extra come that last month, then hey, you got a bonus, right? You can put that money towards whatever it is that you want to do. It doesn't have to go towards your base budget. And that is the great thing about having that holding account. I know that there have been times and seasons where I knew a lot of things were coming up and I didn't know where to put that money. And so I just left it in that holding account until I was able to take care of the rest of what was going on during that pay cycle. And after that was over, then it was like, oh my gosh, such a relief knowing that I had that money in the holding account, not having to stress about whether or not we weren't going to be able to cover our expenses, right? Okay, so now you may ask, why should I do this? Why should I worry about my base dollar amount, my base budget, this holding account? Like, why should I do that? And it's pretty obvious, you know, for the person who's trying to stretch their income to cover the entire year because they want to know that they're going to be able to live comfortably, right? And not be stressed. But if you're like me and you're getting overtime all the time, then why should we do this? Especially when it's a constant thing. And what I say to this is because you never know when you'll get your base pay. Obviously, when you take time off, you're going to get your base pay. But you never know when you're going to be sick. You never know if COVID's going to happen and you're going to have to be off 2 weeks, right? So knowing that you can pay your bills, that you can pay your loans and the subscriptions and the monthly needs that you want, and then maybe during those times you do cut out the things that you want and you wish for because you are in a harder period. But, you know, just being able to know that everything that is in your base pay is in your base budget will be able to be taken care of if you don't have that overtime is a stress relief. You should not rely on your overtime to cover monthly expenses. You should not take a job that you know you will be able to pay for everything, like on your base budget, because of that overtime. And that is the only reason you can cover all of your expenses. Overtime should be overtime. It should be extra. It should be that income that you get to put towards achieving your goals. And instead, we see a lot of people putting that overtime because they don't know what their base pay is towards loans, towards subscriptions, towards things that when they do get their base pay, they are struggling. And that's not something that I want to see for you. I want you to be able to achieve your goals. I want you to live beneath your means, which means that your bare bones budget is not what you are living at. It means that your bare bones budget is inside of your base budget, your base pay budget, And your base pay budget still gives you the ability to put money aside, to save for the future, to give money to those that you see who need it, to be able to do the things that you want in the moment. Say you want something and you have a category that allows you to just spend a little bit of money on that kind of stuff, right? And so that is why this is so important. And I really hope that you dive into this and you do figure out what your base dollar amount is, and you figure out if your budget is based off of that. And if it's not, then you need to do some tweaking. And know that you're not alone. You don't have to worry. Like, if this is giving you a headache and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, it sounds really good and I'd like to figure that out, but I don't know where to start, then please hop on a free clarity call with me and we will talk all about what it is that you can do, right? But I don't want to go clear into that because I want to recap what we have been talking about. I want you to not stress over the fact that your paycheck is irregular. I want you to have a peaceful life and a joyful life. And you can't have that if you're stressing over whether or not your bills are going to be paid, right? So the first thing that I want you to do is figure out that base dollar amount. What is your base pay? Then set up a budget with that base pay and open a holding account. Those three simple things are all you have to do to take the stress out of your budgeting with an irregular paycheck. So I hope that today's episode has really, really touched you and opened your eyes to some new ways to figure out how to budget, you know, with an irregular paycheck. And if this sounds like you, if this sounds like something that you're struggling with, and you are living on an irregular paycheck and you find yourself unable to create a budget, let alone stick to it because of your irregular income, then think about, what if you could create a budget that was simple and did bring you peace and you could live a joyful life because you weren't stressing over that budget? If this sounds like something that you have been looking for, something that you're just like, yes, I really need that, then I want to invite you again to hop on a free clarity call with me and learn more about how I can help you take that stress out of living on one income and create a budget that is simple and that you can stick to. Go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL, and book your free clarity call with me today. And with that being said, I will see you all next week on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. And it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.